Lordy day.
Claudia with a chance of Jesus.
With a chance of Jesus.
Oh, hey, look, we're recording.
Oh, we are.
Did you catch some of those golden pipes on the mic?
Yes, I did.
Love that trill.
So damn talented.
He's trilling. Put some freckles on the side of my face.
Great.
I'd bash here. Big ol' yucko.
Zero issues holiday, half pint. Zero issues holiday, half pint. Zero issues holiday.
Neighbors, welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't see you there. Oh. We have no eyes. It's an audio podcast. You can't tell we're all blind.
Oh.
Reading Braille comics. They're braille-y good.
Hmm.
I'm Braille.
Fair enough. That's good.
Wait, didn't we do that once?
It's possible. We do this for almost 3 years. We've done everything.
It's all rehashed anyway.
Who cares anymore?
Fuck.
We're hitting our stride right at the time we don't even give a shit.
Alright.
Maybe one of us should die.
We'll just come back. It's comics.
For the listeners at home, I shot Bri a death stare.
Yeah, I was quite shocked. But at the same time, not really surprised.
Well, it's hard to make eye contact with Merc. Because he sits in the middle.
I'll be the one to die. It's fine.
You'll be back.
I'll be back.
There'll be four of you. We've made that joke before, for sure.
Oh, that's true. I was thinking more like, I'll die like multiple times to keep coming back. I'm going to be crawling the shit out of this
podcast. You know who else dies and comes back multiple times? Mario.
That's true.
That's right. We're talking video games.
Yeah, I was like, remember what we learned last episode? We only have 10 minutes long.
That's true.
To get through this. So, welcome to episode Holiday Half Pint 10.
Oh, yeah. We're reaching the end.
Double digits.
We're doing video game pitches.
Comic video games.
Who's up first?
You know what? I'll go first.
Go.
If you like.
Do it.
My idea, and hopefully nothing like this has been
Don't
done.
Don't pad for time.
Telltale Games, Archie.
Like a point-and-click Archie?
Well, it's like a... Yeah, like you're...
Like an adventure game Archie?
Sort of like that, but it's like more of a detective game.
Oh, so not a dating sim.
Not a dating sim.
Okay.
No. The premise, Pop Tate goes missing, right as his lease is...
The set. Question, does anyone care?
This guy cares.
Oh.
You know who? Hi, I'm Chuck.
His lease is set to expire. He hasn't renewed it yet. He goes missing suddenly. You know who cares? Jughead cares. He cares a lot. He needs those cheeseburgers. There's a lot of suspects. So basically, Jughead has to do like a hard-boiled, noir, but kid-friendly Arch universe version of it. Him and his trusty sidekick, Hot Dog, have to wander the city. They have to interrogate. They have to explore, get clues, see what could have happened to Pop. There's a lot of different suspects. For example, you have Hiram Lodge, who's always got some sort of development deal trying to tear down old buildings and make condos or whatnot.
Yeah.
Which, as he would do, you have, like, you know, maybe Ms. Beasley might have some professional jealousy going on there. He's, Pop Tate has a lot of business deals going on. Like, he's got, like, you know, he's got people that might, for reasons, want his space there. You got, like, all sorts of people in town that could have a reason to have a part in this.
To and kill Jughead, that son of a bitch.
To Jughead's dad, who's always jealous of Pop Tate's looks. They're That's the same exactly fucking guy.
Yeah. And the more you explore, the more likely it is that, like, anyone...
They all did it. The entire town got together and ritualistically killed Pop Tate.
I'm going for classic Archie, but you know what? If you want to go for,
Sabrina,
like, TV Archie or, like,
there's
Archie...
There's a holiday... add-on pack.
Yeah. You could have skins for, like, each different version. Mm. So it's like a noir thing, but it's a very innocent Archie-style noir thing. You're Jughead, you're going through town, you're interrogating everybody, you're trying to get to the bottom of this mystery. That would be good.
Yeah, I would play Jughead's weird mystery.
Yeah! It's a solo weird mystery. Yeah. He maybe gets a little too into character. He's playing it up a little bit.
There's a time police expansion. You can do all sorts of things.
He's a detective. You know what I mean? He's just doing this. It's just a gig, right? He's just doing it for the job. He's just doing this for the cheeseburgers, Arch. Nothing more.
You just wanted to get to that, didn't you?
I did.
A long walk just for you to get to that. Yeah. I like that walk.
Kyle,
it's a fun walk.
Yeah, I'm thinking an open world MMO based on Saga. So you pick your race, you pick your alliance, and you planet hop and just get to play around in the world of Saga.
That'd be cool. Shoot.
It'd be super cool.
Like, you'd be like a prequel kind of a thing, too, because it's like the war, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're dealing with the aftermath. Or, like, you know, it's ongoing, I guess, but you could set it beforehand in pretty much Limitless. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I also had a very short little one, which I just wrote down. A Marvel dress-up princess game where you dress all the characters up in cute dresses. And it's called Marvel Boo-niverse.
Be like a phone thing. You could just do that, right?
It could be.
You have some fun.
Or you could have it, you know, on your PS4.
So you sit at home.
God, look at the Hulk looks so goddamn cute in this little dress.
God damn,
I just want to date the Hulk.
So realistic.
He's got a tight ass.
PSVR?
Hmm?
There we go.
Oh, Hulk came in real close. He gave me a little kiss.
Ooh, he's hulking up.
This is better than a real relationship.
Oh, my pants are getting tight too.
Oh. They're purple. Mm. Okay, the purple. I got two very short ones. Kind of like the Pokemon Go stuff. It's phone interactive, but it's all based on BPRD. So you go around and you're finding like
demons
and monsters, and you can utilize other.
So you're teaming characters. Up with other agents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, I want that. Well, like Pokemon Go is based on Ingress.
Yeah.
Which is a game where
the Niantic game. Yeah.
Where people work together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's sorely lacking from Pokemon Go, I think.
Right.
A buddy of mine plays Ingress all the time. He was showing, he had it just sitting on the table and I looked at it and I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's kind of complicated.
Yeah.
Especially compared to Pokemon Go, which is a very, very simple, dumb game.
Well, but he was explaining it that you can either enjoy it on like the storyline level.
Yeah.
And go which deep into it, which is very, I like storyline stuff. But then he's like, I just like the strategy kind of go around and you team up and you get this portal. We were at a bar and he's like, that portal right here that you're looking at that's across the street, I own that portal. I'm like, okay, how does that relate to the story? He goes, I have no idea.
The unfortunate thing is, because you mentioned Pokemon Go, I just got a phone in like the last week that I'll actually play Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And
nobody's playing it?
And well, they'll probably hate playing it at this point. Everyone seems mad at it now. Everyone's like, Pokemon Go. Still doing it anyway. Yeah. But, so I finally can fully get into it at the time where everyone seems to hate it again.
You know what? I'm waiting until it isn't quite so cold out. It's been bitterly cold here the past.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I downloaded it maybe a week ago and I was like, you know, I can get back into this. It's good to get out and do exercise and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm up for that too. Let's all go catch some Pokemon sometime soon. Let's catch them all.
Yeah. I'll meet you there.
All right, we're going to
give another game.
I have one more. I have one more.
And so far, I would play all of these games.
This is more just an actual normal kind of video game based on The Massive.
Okay.
So the whole point is like it's a worldwide thing. You have to find The Massive because the whole storyline was to find The Massive, the ship. And so you're searching the oceans. It's like the end. There's been a catastrophe. You're avoiding the pirates. You're trying to save the Earth. And I won't blow the ending of the thing, because in case you haven't read The Massive, there's a huge left turn storyline thing right at the end that
the real Massive was inside you. Oh, I'm a boat!
God.
Oh, boat's coming out of me! I won't survive this! What kind of game is this? I'm curious, because I don't know what.
What kind of game?
Yeah. Like, is this like a platformer? Is this like an open world game?
It would have to be like an RPG, I would imagine.
I was thinking more like an open world kind of thing where you just like,
you go
around, like you're on a ship or you can jump off the ship because there's like a lot of different interactive things. Like in that storyline, you have like, several of the main characters were special ops people.
Yeah. Right.
That, you know, you could do. Like, for it could suddenly become kind of first-person, snipery sort of stuff.
It would be like there'd be a storyline.
Oh, yeah. Like you have to do something.
Like, there's a linear storyline, but you can sort of explore a little bit.
Yeah, but you can go anywhere you want, because it's basically you're on a ship that goes in the ocean.
It's like Wind Waker, but...
I would say, well, actually, it's very much like Wind Waker.
I don't know that game, so...
So, it's a Legend of Zelda game where
you have a
boat and you travel the planet, and the boat is a king. Of Red
Lions. So it's not entirely like Wind Waker.
The boat is the king of Red Lions.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the local restaurant.
True.
And he's a boat that's a man, and you're riding him.
It doesn't seem like it makes sense, but trust me, it makes sense.
And he's massive.
We're going to go play it right now. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Got it on my Wii U. HD, baby.
Bye. Zero Wishes.